Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Hey, three lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Dalam Abayz, after the Mishnah and the previous Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel Abayz, the Mishnah taught us that when they were taking someone to the Beis Haskila, then when they were 10 Amis away from the Beis Haskila, they would tell the person to be Misvada, and we previously explained, as once they would get closer, then the person would be so tumult that he wouldn't be able to be Misvada, and our Mishnah continues, HaYirachim Beis Haskila Abba Amis, once they got closer to the Beis Haskila, and they were 4 Amis away from the Beis Haskila, the Mashita Isis Begadav, they would take off the person's clothing. And as we learned at the top of Daf Mem Gimel Min Aleph, from the Pasuk B'negei the Mekalos Hashem, that the Pasuk states, Vayidav Moshe B'nei Yisrael, Vayitzius Mekalon Mechutz L'machna, Vayigmo Oisei Oven, and we dash in Oisei V'lei B'ksusai, and the Rabbim explains that the reason why he wasn't killed with his clothing is based on the din of Barlo Misiyafa, and we should make sure they should die quicker, and we shouldn't have padding on him, and therefore we make sure that he doesn't have any clothes on when they throw him off the Beis Haskila. And as we previously saw, we made sure that the clothing was off prior to being within 4 Amos of the Beis Haskila, as if this person would be within the 4 Amos of the Beis Haskila and he'd be wearing clothing, then people may think that someone that's received Skila can wear that clothing. And the Mishnah continues that although we take off the clothing, that if the person that was being killed was a male, they would cover his erva with a small cloth, and the Isha Mufanel Machra, the Rabbi, and in order to cover the Beis Ha'erva of a woman, they would cover with a small cloth that would cover the area of Isim Makayim, both in front of her and back of her. However, the Mishnah continues, that Ish Niskal Arim Ve'in Ish Niskal Saruma, that although the Pasuk tells us Isai B'lei Ksusai, it's specifically referring to a male, and the male is Niskal Arim, and as Rabbi Yehuda said, that would be Mechasin Isim in front of, but a woman is not Niskal Saruma at all. And we continue, and Mem Heim and Aleph, and the Gemara begins, in Tanar Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Ha'ish b'chasen Yisrael perek echa mulfanav, v'ish shnei prakim, bein mulfanav, bein mulachrea, mepnei shekula erva, div Rabbi Yehuda, which is exactly as we saw in the Mishnah, v'cham meimim, and once again, cham agi on Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold, Ha'ish niskal arim, v'in ish niskal suruma, and my time ayud Rabbanan, and what is the reason in the Makafat Rabbanan's din, as Amakra, as the Pasukim Pashas Emor, b'negeid in Makalas Hashem states, v'ragmu oisai, my oisai, and what does the word oisai mean, ilayma oisai v'lay saw, as if it would mean that the only person that could receive skila is only a man and not a woman, and certainly there's a din of skila both by a male and a female, that is a gzeiras hakasev, that only a man has skila arum, but a woman would not be niskal aruma. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda, and what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the word oisai? He explains that even though the word oisai is in lashon zacha, but it is the standard way that the Torah speaks, and the Torah is not mechalik between a man and a woman, and therefore when the Torah says oisai, it's only teaching us to them, but like susai, that skila should only be on the person himself and not with their clothing, loishna ish, loishna isha, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a man or woman, the same din would apply. And as Rashi says, loishna huv, loishna hi, shere inkan miot, v'hishva kosav ish l'ish l'chom misa shabatera, and as we know, the Torah always compares a woman and a man l'chom misa shabatera. And before we continue, let's point out that Rashi Mesechta Saita on Daf Chesam and Aleph explains that a isha is kula erva achurero panel shabisa beishes nira mishnei tzadim, and that's why we cover her with two cloths, one in front and one in back. And also the Malbim points out that the pasuk could have stated v'ragmu, and since it states v'ragmu oisai, so therefore we learn out oisai b'like susai. And keep in mind, although from the pashas of our sugya it seems that Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing as to how we are able to learn this gzeiras hakasav, and Rabbanan also learn Isai V'lei Isai, however Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is no chil between a man and a woman. However, as we will see, that even Rabbanan really agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that Hishva Kasav Isha L'ish L'chom Yishisha B'Tayra, as we will see that the Gemara will now continue and try to explain the Svara of the Machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. And once we finish this Gemara, we will go back to the top Tesis that points us out as well. However, other Rishayim are chil kon Tesis Ayin Sham. And the Gemara now continues, L'meim with Rabbanan Chai Shel Herura of Rabbi Yehuda L'chai that's mashma for Gemara, that Rabbanan say that we can't have a woman standing aruma, and she's not going to be niskal aruma as b'chayish l'arura. And
Ein Rashi Diba Maskalirura Shem Yitnu Boineyam Viavoyul Dehira, as maybe they will look at her and they will come to Hira. The Lav Haitaima Nehilra Bonale Itzuk Krolav Shita Nevelana Kadeshitamus Mayer, that without this reason, even though the Fidra Bonal, we just learned that the Pasik does not require to take off a woman's clothing, however, the Maisid is a concept of Borla Misiyafa, and therefore Bezdin should have required that we take off her clothing in order that her death should be quicker and less painful.
And Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a woman could be Niskal Ruma, as he's not Chayish Lerura, but Ipcha Sheminulhu. But as we will see, the Mishnah Masechta Seita teaches us the exact opposite Shitais. It's not, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Seita, HaKoyin Eichiz B'Begdeo, that the Koyin holds on to the Seita's Begodim, Im Nikru Nikru Vim Nifru Munifrumu, Achim Megal Sliba V'Seis HaSaira, that the Tanakhama holds that the Koyin would grab a Beged and would rip it, and it doesn't make a difference if it rips on the seams or if it rips into multiple pieces, and he's Megala her heart, and she's standing there revealed, and he also undoes her hair, and her hair is showing. And Rabbi Yehuda Imeh, Rabbi Yehuda argues in Tanakhama, he says, that if she was beautiful, then you wouldn't want to reveal her body, as there would be a potential for her, and if she had beautiful hair, then he wouldn't reveal her hair either. And the Maisa you see, Pung Faket, that the Tanakhama was not Chayish Lerura, and meanwhile Rabbi Yehuda is Chayish Lehura, and the Gemara responds, Amar Rava, Rabbi explains, that over there, a Saita is not definitely going to die, and therefore there's a potential that she is innocent, and then she'll leave Bezin, and the young Kohanim will have Hira, and will go after her, and try to be a Mizana with her. But in our case, she's going out with Skila, and therefore we're not Chayish for any Hira. And the Gemara asks, the Lemaisa, we should be concerned that maybe they'll have Hira about this woman that's about to be killed based on Skila, and they'll transfer the Hira to another woman. That Rabba teaches us that we have a Kabbalah, that the Yetzirah is not Shailit, only on a person that someone saw with their own eyes, but just because they saw a woman that was revealed, that would not cause them to have Hira regarding another woman. And when Maisa at this point, Rabba came to explain why there's no Stira in the words of Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda ben Gia Saita said that we are Chayish Lehira, and meanwhile in our Mishnah, he was not Chayish Lehira, and he stated that a woman is Niskal Aruma, and the Gemara continues that Amrava, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, did you only have a steer on the words of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanon, Le Kasha, and did you not have a steer in the words of Rabbanon, as Lemaisa in our Mishnah, Rabbanon said that a woman is not Niskal Aruma, and meanwhile in the Mishnah in Saita, Rabbanon said that we're not concerned if you rip her clothing, and if she's Niskala, even if she's beautiful, and Amrava, and therefore Rava says, Rabbi Yehuda, Le Kasha, Kiddushanin, that in the Chinami, there is no steer in the words of Rabbi Yehuda, as my Rebbe Rab already responded, and Rabbanon, and there is also no stira in the words of Rabbanon. And the reason is, as Amar Kra, as Ben Negea Saita, the Pasuk in Yecheskel states, Vishbati Zima Min Aretz, Vinivastru Kol Anoshim, Vileisa Asena, Kizim Aschena, and in regard to Saita, they want to make sure that all the women that were watching this story unfold, that they would be careful, and they wouldn't come to be misached with another man, and they would not want to become a Saita, as they would see the great embarrassment that occurs to someone that is a Saita. However, Hochob, but Ben Negea Skila, where the woman is going to be killed, and even if they were not going to embarrass this woman, and we're not going to take off her clothing, then the people will still take Musa, and there will still be a kiyum of a Kol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro, as Lemaisa she's being killed. The Gemara continues and asks, that why don't we do both to her, and why don't we kill her, and she should also be Niskal Aruma, and Amar Nachman Amar Bavua, as Amar Kra, as the Pasuk and Pasuk Kedoshim states, and the Gemara continues, let us say that this din of Rav Nachman is based on a machlekes tanoim, as it seems that the din of Rav Nachman is only going with the chachamim, as they say that she's not niskal aruma. But if you're Rabbi Yehuda, we see that he doesn't hold this concept of bar loy misiyafa, as Rabbi Yehuda holds that she is niskal aruma. And the Gemara responds, loy the kli amu islu Rav Nachman, that really even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the concept of Rav Nachman. And the machlekes between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is as follows: masar b'zayin di inshi adif leitfei minicha de gufei. That Rabbanon hold that if a woman has a choice, she would rather not be embarrassed than have a misa yafa and have an easier misa. And therefore, Rabbanon hold that a woman is not niskal aruma in order that she shouldn't be embarrassed, even though she'll have more tzar when she dies, as because she's wearing clothing, therefore her death will be slower. However, Ma'asava and Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person would rather have embarrassment than to have more pain, and therefore she would rather be niskal ruma than to be niskal with clothing and have more pain. Now that we finished the sugya, we could go back to the top tesis that the Gemara pointed out that Rabbanah hold oisei b'ksusa v'lei oisa b'ksusa, and tesis points out that certainly the Chacham agree with Rabbi Huda that certainly we can't learn it from this pasuk, as certainly we have a klal that makish ish l'isha l'chol misha shibatera, and as tesis states la mikra darish da leka miyat lachi da isa istrich l'midrish b'lei ksusai elahainu taimak and farish mishum herura or mishum b'zeina, that the real reason for Rabbanah's din is not based on Xeris HaKosov, but it's based on a Svara, either because of Hira or because of Bezayin. And also, I in Tesis Diva Maskal, El Ben Mashe in Avrays, Vahad the Omer say Perakam in the Begillah, Kalaim and Rachav Rachav Miyad Nikri, that anyone that said the word Rachav would right away become a Balkari, as Rachav was so beautiful. Ha'amah Hassan, Biyado Makira,
that we're discussing a person that knew Rachav and was Makir her. And some explain, not only did they have to know her and recognize her, but they previously also had a relationship with her and had beer with her.
Ayin Taiz Diva Maskal Baraloi Misi Afa, where Taiz is bothered that how do we know that we should learn this from the Pasuk of Ahavta L'Reach Kamecha? And Taiz explains, Yeshim and Fashim, Mishum L'Reach Kamecha Le'Shaych Mechayim, Techayacha Kaimin, as certainly it can't be speaking about two people that are alive, as certainly it is a din, Techayacha Kaimin, and therefore it can't be that Taiz is telling us that you should love your friend just like yourself, as certainly you come before your friend, therefore it must be telling us that B'Shas Misa, you should make sure to be Baraloi Misi Afa. Taiz continues, that since at the beginning of the pasuk it states leisikam v'leisitir as bnei amecha v'haftu reich kamecha ani Hashem v'loshin akima haynu misa k'damin l'kama v'perak abba misas gabi nokim yinokim k'shu oime v'veselechim charev ayin sham. And before we continue with the new Mishnah, let's see a few Rashi's, as Rashi atapa amed dima maskal perak echad states klaimim ma'am l'fonov v'yish oimim perak chatichas beged, and it means a small piece of beged. And ayin yadrimah brings another gersa that the gersa should be perak echad, which refers to a small piece and is lashon of pruta, and ayin Rashi v'seisa sayra kile sayra, referring to braids over here. And the pasuk states v'nivasu kol nashim v'mloyhei mekalkaleisa ein kan yisa im teitzi zakah va'anu miskavnu lebaisha va'filu hi zakah shloy nitma mikol makam pruta isa shereikin love inistra, as the maisa husband warned her and she still had yichud with this particular man. And let's continue with the new Mishnah based on skila hayagoy v'shtei kaimais, that the structure on which they threw the person off when they went to give him skila was twice the height of a standard size of a person, and the person that was chayev skila would stand on his side, and one of the edim would push him from his side, and nepach alibay, if he fell on his heart, meaning he was facing down, then they would turn him over, that he was now lying on his back, and if he already died just by pushing him off of this ledge, then vimlav, and if he didn't die, then the second aid would take a rock and throw it onto his heart. And in Mespa Yatza, and if he dies just by putting the rock on him, then there would be Yatza. And if not, all Klai Yisrael would throw stones at him. And as the Pasuk in Pasha Shaftim states, Yada Edim Tia by Bishrein Lamisai, Viyad Kalam Bachrena, Uviata Rabbi Kibecha. And Ayin Rashi, Hifchael Mustav, Kishu Mushka Prakton, as when a person's lying on their back, whom a Gunna Yoy. It's more of a bezayin ayin sham, and we learned our Mishnah based on the pashas of the Mishnah. However, ayin dachrinim that explain that the Mishnah actually means that if he fell face down, then we would turn him over, but we wouldn't turn him directly on his back, and instead we would leave him on his side in order to reveal his heart, and they would be able to put the stone onto his heart. But ultimately, they would not turn him on his back, as that would be a great bezayin for him to be lying on his back and for his erva to be revealed ayin sham. And they explain. It is what Rashi means as well. And the Gemara begins, Tana, we learned a brisa of a klei mishaloi, harin kan shalish, that since a person was standing at the ledge and he wasn't in a sitting or lying position, so therefore when adding the two heights of the ledge as well as his height, then the top of his head was actually at a point that was three times his height. And since the standard height of a person is three amos, so it would come out that his head was nine amos off of the ground when they pushed him off. And the Gemara now asks, when we bring klei, in order to kill someone, you don't need to have nine amos. And as we will see, that l'chayr, the shear for misa, is 10 tfachim, which is even less than two amos. And as the Gemara brings from Mishnah Masechet Baba Kama v'Minu, ma'abar shu k'dei l'homis asar tfachim, af kol k'dei l'homis asar tfachim, as the pasuk in Pasuk Mishpatim teaches us the din of bar mazik, and the pasuk tells us v'chiftach ishbar, o'kiyichu ishbar, v'leich asenu, And the Mishnah teaches us that the reason why the Torah speaks about a bar is in order to teach us that the only way that a person would be chayiv if a person falls into that bar is if it had the shear, and it would be normal to kill a shear, and that shear is ten tefachim, and the Torah is being mechadish that this same shear applies to any other type of hezek, and the depth, and it had to be deep enough that it would be able to kill someone or kill an animal, and that would be a shear ten tefachim, and similarly a person could be killed in ten tefachim. And why would our Mishnah teach us that a person has to be pushed off from a height of 6 amos, and including the height of a person, it would actually be 9 amos? And Amram Nachman Arbavua, as Amar Kra, v'yhaftlureach kameicha, and since the Pasuk in Kedoshim states, v'yhaftlureach kameicha, and as we previously learned, baro loy misi afa, and therefore, although in a chenami, a person could die if he falls 10 tefachim, but ultimately we want him to die quicker, and therefore we make sure to throw him off a higher ledge. And the Gemara asks, if there's a concept of baro loy misi afa, so yhachi ligbe tfei, so we should throw him off a very highest point, and then certainly he will die much quicker. And the Gemara answers, Mishum din Menavel, that in the Chenami, he will die quicker, but certainly it will be nivel involved, and therefore that's also part of Barley Misiafa, as certainly if you ask a person, they would rather die a little slower, and their body should be intact and not become a nivel. And let's see Rashi, Divil Maskel, Ma Bo, Shukatel Hamas, Mishni, Bar Bakama, Echra Chayfa Bar, Echra Chayfa Shiach Mora, Chay Ben Fidel Shar Bakamara, and King Lemon on the Bar, Ma Bo, Shish Bikatel Hamas, Vain Asar Tvachim, this Dambar in the Pachs Masar Tvachim, Afkol Shish Bikatel Hamas, my new asar tefachim, how prusim kam v'nafal teichin shavu chamor umes pata al masar habashir lahamis. The Gemara stated if he would be thrown from a very high point, minavol im gavoy yisim yaday mispazik gufo veivar misparkin v'krisi nifkas. I mean, Tezus bothered that how can you compare the misa of an animal to a misa of a person? As Zak Tezus had the parch mishar adam mishum dehasim nami dashinan shavu loy adam, and therefore we see that the Torah had to be made to adam that if an adam would die within a bar, then the person would be potter for killing a person, as the pasuk states, "Shavloi Adam, Chamor v'loi Kelim." And it's mashma without this gzeiras akasov. Then in the same scenario, a person would be chayiv for a misas Adam. And Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel, who brings from the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi brings other terutim as to the chilut between skila and the filler into a bar, and the Yerushalmi states, "Ein adam neifel midas al neifel shloi midas," that by skila a person is ready to be pushed in, and therefore he won't die in ten tefachim. Masha'inkin, if someone falls into a bar and they're not ready to fall, then certainly they would die in ten tefachim, and Ayin Yerushalmi, where they bring another teretz as well. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Echem and Eidim Deichvai, and the Gemara will now bring multiple drashas from the Pasuk in Pashas Yisrael that speaks about Matan Torah, and the Pasuk tells us that Klal Yisrael and all the animals should not go onto the mountain, and the Pasuk says, Leisiga Bayad, Kisaki Yisakal, O Yori Yara, and Behemim Ish, Leichia B'mshecha Yovel. And our Gemara now brings a brisa, Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Shebitchia. And how do we know that we have to push a person off of a ledge? Tamalei Miyara, Uminayin Shebitchia. And how do we know that we throw rocks at him? Tamalei Masakal, Uminayin Shebitchia, Vitchia. And how do you know him? Hutzuchel Shteim, Kagun Shedachfu of Lemes. We would do both. Tamalei Masakal, Yisakal, Ayara Yara, Uminayin Shebitchia, Yotza. And how do we know that if he died through Tchia, then you will Yotza and you don't have to throw rocks, as maybe you still have to throw rocks at him even though he died, Tamalema Oyar, and you don't have to do both, and it's either or, a Minayin Shafladeris Kane. And how do we know that this doesn't only apply to Matan Torah and to Sinai, and how do we know that it applies to regular Skila? And we continue in Daf Mem Heyam Beis, Tamalema Sokol Yisokol, and as Rashi says, Loshin Osid, this is in future tense, Vle Kosov Kisokol Sokol Oyar Yara, and therefore we learn that this is also Nergladeris, Ayin Rashi Minayin Shebetchila, that the Gemara is first speaking about Har Sinai, as Rashi says, Nidoinu Hanoigim Bahar Sinai Tamalei Miyora Lesiga Bayad, and Rashi explains the Lashon of Yora is Lashon Hashlocha Kama Yora Vayom, and Umashmois Dorish Voloi Ribuye, and the limud is from the Mashmois HaPasuk and from the Taichin HaPasuk and not from a special limud. And Rashi continues, Minayin Sheskilis Avonim Huskusham Tamalei Mesakol Du Lashon Avonim Kedichsiv, and as the Pasuk and Pashki Seitze regarding a Nari Marsa states, Uskalu Anshe Ira Bavonim. And I am the last Rashi in the Amid, Umnayin Shaflu Deres, Kol Chai Viskila, Tehid Dechia Shom, that by all Chai Viskilas, there's also a Chiv of Dechia, Ayin Shom. And I am Tezus who points out that even according to Rav, that generally learns Deres Mishah, as we learn from the Gemara Mesechs Menachos, but even so, our Gemara still asks, Minayin Shaflu Deres, as even even though we may learn Darius Meshah, however, there would still be a Havmina that we wouldn't be able to learn anything from Sinai, as the dinim that were relevant to Sinai occurred prior to Matan Torah, Ayin Sham.
The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, V'mla'av Hashini Noitel Seven, V'noisel Alibai. The Mishnah taught us that after the first aid pushed the person that was Chayim Misa off of the ledge and he didn't die, then the second aid now takes the stone and throws it onto the person's heart. And the Gemara asked, Noitel, how can you say that it was only a Yachid that took the stone and threw it? V'atani will learn to the Braisa, Reb Shimon Elazar Ima, Eben Hoyzeh Sham Masu Shnei B'di Adam, that the stone that was in the Beis HaSkila was heavy and it had to be carried by two people. And the Braisa then states, Noitel V'neisna Liba, Emeis B'yotza, the aid takes the stone and places it on the heart of the guilty party, and if he dies, then the Yotza. L'maisa, we see that this stone was very heavy and had to be carried by two people. And the Gemara now is, V'l'tameich, and according to your Svara and your question on this Braisa, Tikshu L'chahi Gufa, we should ask a steer in the Braisa itself, that the Braisa started off and stated, Masu Shnei B'di Adam, that the stone was so heavy and had to be carried by two people, and then the Braisa continued and used the Lashon Yachid of Neitlo V'neisna Liba, and how could that be? Elim must be the Madlid Labahadi Chavri, and certainly originally both Edim had to lift up the stone, but once they already lifted off the ground, then one of the Edim removed his hands from the stone, the Shadilah Iu, and the other Ed threw it by himself, Kehechad the Tasim Razia, and this way it would go down with Koyach, and it would make sure to go directly onto the person that was being killed. And as Rashi states, the Tasim Razia, Mikoyach Gadol, the Shnaim in Yechilin, Chavim Koychom, Lahashlach Kechad, Kishizem Mashlach Zem Akvai, as when one of the Edim are throwing it, the other one may be holding onto it, and it will hold back the force. But when one person throws the rock by himself, then he's directing it, and he could throw it with greater koyach. Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish Mikoyach Claim Magbin Isa Shneim Lomaylo Manicha Echa Biyad Chaveri V'Kimon She'im Bekoyach Loyida Miyad Mishdar V'Miyadoi Ubala Bekoyach. Since the stone is very heavy, so once one of the Edim leave their hands off of the stone, so immediately it will fall from the other aid's hands. And the Gemara continues and quotes on the Mishnah that after the aid threw the stone and it didn't kill this person, then the rest of Klai Yisrael that was standing there would throw stones at this person and kill him. And the Gemara asks, how can you say that the whole Klai Yisrael would throw stones? That never occurred that they had to do this process, and once the stone was already thrown by the Edim, the person already died, and therefore you never had this case of Rigmasa B'chol Yisrael. And the Gemara responds, Mikamina to Ovid, the Mitzvah Kamina, Enechanami, the Mishnah doesn't say that this was actually what occurred, and it's just teaching us that if this would happen, that he wouldn't die, then the halacha is that Rigu Master B'chol Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Amamar, we previously brought a Braisa, where we stated, Rab Shimon Lazar Imeh, Evan Hoytisham, that there was a stone in the area of the Beis HaSkila, and the Gemara is bothered at Smashma, that there was a designated stone, that it was always in the Beis HaSkila, and the Gemara asked about Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Achas Evan Shiniskoba, that the Evan that the person was stoned with, V'achas Eid Shinit Lalov, and after Skila, when they would hang a person on a tree, that Eid that they hung him on, the Echad Sayyid Shinarigboy, and the sword that was used to kill a person that was Chayiv Hereg, the Echad Suda Shineklikboy, and the handkerchief or the material that was used in order to choke a person that was Chayiv Chenek. So after these materials were used to kill a person, so Kulnik Burning Boy, then after he died, all these materials were buried together with this person, and as we will see in a moment, they were buried next to this person. But on Maisa, clearly we see that there wasn't an Evan that was designated for this person, and for every person that would be killed through Skila, they had a new stone. And the Gemara responds, L'tzvicha de misakni u'maisiachrinu chulufayu in a chenami, that they would use it, then they would bury that stone, and then they would bring another stone, and they would place it by the base of Skila, and that's why the Brisa states, Rav Shimon Elazar Imeh, Evan Hoysesham, Master Shnei B'nei Adam, that there was already a stone that was prepared there, and it was waiting for this person that was now Chayiv Skila. And the Gemara continues and asks that the Brisa just stated, Nikbarni Moi, that these materials are buried with the person, V'atani will into the Brisa, Nikbarni Moi, that they're not buried together with him. And our papa, my imoy, imoy bitfisasai, in chenami doesn't mean right next to him, but it means that it was buried within its four amos. And as we know, that a mace is typhus abba amishalai. And the Gemara continues that the Pasuk and Pasha shaved him regarding Skila states, Yada idim tia baby shayna lamisai, viyad kalam bachrina, uviata rami kubecha. And Amishmuel, and Shmuel explains, Nikto yada idim pata, that if after the idim testified, the hand of the idim would be severed, then they would no longer be able to give the person skila, as the Edim are not able to throw the stone at this person. And the Meiri points out that even though Shmuel used the term pata, like Amru pata al marigas bezdin, elashu b'chlal oisin shemarichon ma'asum b'lechem tsar u'mayim lachatz ad shidibaka kreson. And as we noted, b'machdisin oisel l'kipa. And Shmuel continues and explains, my taima to be ino yada edim tia b'rishayno v'lecha, that we have to have the same hands that the edim originally had at the time that they testified. And since the hands were severed, therefore this person cannot be chay misa through skila. And the Gemara asks, el me'ata edim gidmin to me kara hakinam to b'sili l'chir l'fir Rabbi Yehuda. And even if an aid wasn't originally an amputee, then l'chira the din of skila should still not apply. And Shmuel stated nikdoyada edim, which is mashma that this occurred only after they testified. And the Gemara responds, shani hasam to amakra yada edim shoysekvar. And as Rashi states, yad shehoslam tila b'shas misa av gidmin meikara le'mishdami minei dezui yad shlem, as their stump or their body or their prosthetic that was considered a yad from the time that they testified until the time that they actually were involved in the misa. Therefore, there would be a kiyum of yada edim here by b'rishayin la misai. And at this point, the Gemara understands that Shmuel is telling us that the requirement for kor kedachsev. Therefore, the only way that this person could be chayiv skila is if the original edim are the ones that are giving him skila. And the Gemara now asks a question on this idea of Shmuel. As Meisvei, we learned in the Mishnah Mesechtas Makos, and let's say Bezdin in Mokim Aleph already paskin that Reuven is chayiv misa and chayiv skila, and then Reuven ran away, and the Mishnah teaches called Mokim Shiyam. And any place that two Edom would come and they testify, and we know that it was a Gmar Din in this specific Bezdin that Reuven is Chayiv Skila, who plainly Edov, and plainly and plainly what original Edom, Harezeh Yaharig, then this new Bezdin could kill Reuven. And Lachir, how could it be that Bezdin will kill Reuven if the original Edom aren't here in order to actually be involved in the Misa? And as Rashi states, Harezeh Yaharig, V'afal Pish in Kanyad Edom Rishainim, Al Malay Boy Krokid. And the Gemara responds that in the Chinami we require a Kor Kedachsev, and Tiagim Shmuel Behinin Edov, that in the Chinami the Mishnah Mesechtas Makos is specifically talking about a scenario where the original Edom come to the second Bezdin and they testify that we know that Reuven is Chayiv Misa as we were the original Edom, and Bezdin Paskin is Chayiv Misa. Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel Klema Onu Ha'adnu Olav Alpinu Nid Medinoi V'hine Anachnu V'hine Yadenu, and we are here and our hands are here as well, and therefore we can be involved in effectuating his Misa. And I am unfortunate that it bothered how could Shmuel actually give this teretz if the Mishnah states uplenu edov, and it's mashma that they're speaking about another pair of edim and not speaking about themselves, ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues, when we bein on krokidachsiv, do we always say that every pasuk has to be literal? But Tanya, we learned at a braisa that a pasuk in Pashas Masi states meisumas hamaka ritzehu, we know that a ritzeh is chayiv Saif, and the Brisa states, Ein le'el b'misach suvay, that you might think that the only way that you could give this person Misa is only through Saif. Minayim shimi atiyoch la Misa b'misach suvay, and how do we know that if he ran away and now you're not able to give him Saif, sha'atam misa b'chol misa sha'atiyoch la Misa, that you could kill him in any way that you can? And for example, you could shoot an arrow at him while he's running away, or you can throw stones at him. Tamun le'ma meisumas hamaka b'chol makayim, so the Torah uses a double lashon on meisumas to teach us that you could kill him in any way you can. Lemais is not kor kedachsiv. However, the Gemara responds, shani hasam to amakram meisumas, that in the chinami that's based on gzeiras hakosav. But if we wouldn't have this gzeiras hakosav, that in the chinami you'd only be able to kill him through sayif, as otherwise beinan kor kedachsiv. However, the Gemara now asks the opposite, that lechir by the fact that we have to have the pasuk of meisumas, so it's mashmur that if we wouldn't have that limud, then it would be beinan kor kedachsiv. And if so, the Gemara asks v'ligmur minei, that we should learn from there that there is a requirement to follow the Krah Kedachsiv. And the Gemara responds, Mishum Navin Ritzech V'Gerladam Shneksu Abon Ke'echod V'chol Shneksu Abon Ke'echod Eim Lamdin, that in the Chinami, if we would only have this limud above Meis Yumas by Ritzech, then maybe we could learn that Be'in of Krah Kedachsiv. However, L'maisa we find another limud B'negei HaGerladam, and B'negei a person that killed B'shogeg, that the Gerladam will go and kill that person. And L'maisa we have another limud over there, and therefore it's Shneksu Abon Ke'echod V'Eim Lamdin. And the Gemara explains, Ritzech Hodam that the limud b'negei ritzeach is from the pasuk of meisumas hamaka mikol makayim, and goyel adam mahi, and what is the limud that we have by goyel adam? Tanya, as we learned in the brisa, that the pasuk in Pashas Masei that speaks about a person that kills b'meizid starts off and says oy be'evi ko biyadoi v'yomais meisumas hamaka ritzeachu, and then the pasuk continues goyel adam yomis as a ritzeach b'bigoy bai. This pasuk is pasuk of aleph, and some learn that we're actually referring to pasuk yutes that states goyel adam hu yomis. And the Brisa teaches us that we
learn from the pasuk mitzvah begeil adam that lechatchila the mitzvah is for the relative of the person that was killed to kill the reitzer that killed his relative b'shoygeg u'minayin shem in legoyel shebezna mamid legoyel. And how do we know that if the person that was killed doesn't have a relative, that Bezin will set up a goyel adam that will be tasked with avenging the person's blood? In them, as pasuk states, b'pigoy boy mikol makayim. Once again, we see that if not for the fact that the Torah stated b'pigoy boy, then we would say that krokid echsiv, and the only one that could kill a person that killed someone b'shoygeg and left the air miklot is only the goyel adam. Therefore, shneiksu abon kechad ve'im lamdin. However, the Gemara continues that you just stated that we don't have a raya that it would be in a krokid echsiv, but amalei makashi shebrid rab chistel rab ashi umiloi be in a krokid echsiv. That how can you tell me we don't require krokid echsiv? But v'atnan we will learn later on in parak ben seri amira haya echem and gideim oy ileim oy chiger oy suma oy cherish in a nasta ben seri amira. If one of the parents are an amputee, or they're mute, or they're lame, or they're blind, or they can't hear, then their child cannot become a ben seri amira. Shenemen as the pasuk in pashki seitze regarding a ben seri amira states b'sof suboy of v'imoy v'itziu isay al zikne iray v'chshar mekaymai. The next pasuk continues v'amru al zikne iray b'nenu zeh seri amira nenu shemei b'kaylenu zeh lel v'sayvei. We dash in it that has to be exactly in that manner, and it has to be krok tichsiv, as the pasuk states b'sof suboy v'lay gidmin. Neither parent could be an amputee v'itziu isay v'lay chigrin. The parents have to take him to bezdin, and they can't be lame v'amru, when they say v'lay umin, and they can't be mute b'nenu zeh v'lay suman. They have to point to their child and they have to say, this is our son, and they can't be blind. And we see that they can't be deaf. Makshisha b'rid Rav Chista said to Rav Ashi, as my timer, and what is the pshat in this pasuk? La b'shun b'inan krokid echsiv. And Rav Ashi responds, loy shani hosim dekuli kroy yaseiru, that the reason why we dash in that pasuk is because it's an extra pasuk. And as Rashi says, the havelei l'michta v'yitzihu al shari ir hi uskaldua kid echsiv b'chol shani skolim v'sulei midi kol echvarim zel lama. And therefore, although generally maybe we would not say krokid echsiv, and maybe a pasuk would be lav dafka, but in this case we see that the pasuk is dafka. And ayin Rashi diba maschel v'lei chashin she'inun shemim mashem meishav lehem, as they can't hear what their son responds to them. Ve'inun yoidim shomet teichachasim lav, and they're not sure if he listened to that teichacha and he listened to their musar or not, and therefore he can't be a ben seri amira. The Gemara continues and tries to bring another raya if we hold krokid echsiv or not. And tashman, let us bring a raya from a brisa that speaks about an iri dachas, and the pasuk in Pashur Re'i states that's called shlala tikbites al teichachava. The brisa brings a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, as in la rechayiv, if the city doesn't have a center square of the city, ein nasas iri dachas to Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that the city cannot be an iri dachas as beina krokid echsiv, and Rabbi Kiva imet ein la rechayiv ois la rechayiv, that even if there wasn't a rechayiv, so we make a center of the city, and that's where we will burn all the property of the iri dachas. And the Gemara points out that even Rabbi Kiva seems to agree that be'inan krokid echsiv. And as the Gemara explains, ad kan le'pligi, that the only time is machleket between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, el demasav rechayv demikar binan. Rabbi Shmuel holds it had to have already been a rechayv of the city in order for this to be judged as an area dachas. Masav rechayv dehasha nami k'demikar dami. And Rabbi Kiva holds that as long as there is a rechayv at the time that you're burning all the assets of the city, then that would still be a kiyum of the pasuk of eskol shlal tikbites al teich rechava. However, avad the kuli alma be'inan krokid echsiv, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva agree that there is a requirement for krokid echsiv. Neither one holds that the pasuk is lav dafka, and the Gemara states tanoi that in the chenami this is going to be based on a machlekes tanoim, and this machlekes tanoim is relevant to the din of mitzraya, as the pasuk tells us at the beginning of Pashas mitzraya, v'lokach akoyim idam ha'oshem v'nasan akoyim al tunuch oizna mitar yimonis v'albayin yodeh hayimonis v'albayin raglay hayimonis. And the Torah states that the blood of the mitzraya has to be placed on the right ear of the mitzvah, the right thumb of the mitzvah, and the right big toe of the mitzvah. And we have a Mishnah Masechtas Nagayim that brings a machlekes as ein lebayin yad, bayin regel, oizin yamanis, ein leitayir lamis, that if a mitzvah is missing his right thumb, or his right big toe, or his right ear, then since he can't follow the exact procedure of becoming tar that the Torah mentions, therefore he will never become tar, and he'll never be able to eat kachim. We see that be'in and krokid echsiv. However, as we will see, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon will be chayukah and Tanakama, and both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon will hold that loy be'in and krokid echsiv, as Rabbi Lezer ima neisal mekayim v'yetzei. Rabbi Lezer holds you could take the blood of the kabanais and you could put it on the area where his right thumb would be, or where his right big toe would be,
or where his right ear would be, and he would be Yitza, and he'd become Tar. However, Reb Shimon says that you could place the blood on the left side of the person, and you could put it on his left ear, his left big toe, or his left thumb, and you'd be Yitza. Ayin Rashi, do you mask Reb Leza, Lebei Krokin Chsiv, Vechein Reb Shimon, Ayin Shom, and Lefizeh, when Shmuel stated the din of Nikta Yad Eidim Pata, as being a Krokin Chsiv, we see that there is at least one Shita, which is the Shita of the Tanakama, that holds that Loi Be'in and Krokin Chsiv. When Shmuel taught us the din of Nikta Yada Edim Potar, that is going according to the Ma'ad Amrim, Be'in and Krokid Chsiv, which would follow the Shita of Reb Elezer and Reb Shimon that we just saw in the Mishnah Masechtas Zogarim, and it would also follow the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva that we saw regarding an Eri Dachas and regarding Rechayva Eir, and as we explained, that both of them agree that Be'in and Krokid Chsiv. And let's continue with the new Mishnah, called Nistol Nitlin, that anyone that receives Skila will also be Chayiv Tliya, and after the person died through Skila, they would hang him on a post in order that Klal Yisrael would see him, and V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro Divrei Reb Elezer, V'chacham Ogin Reb Elezer, and they hold in a nitl El Hamagadav Avir Avid Zara, that the only ones that are Chayiv Skila, that afterwards would be Chayiv Tliya, are only a Megadav Hashem, who is Mekalas Hashem, and a Yochid who is Avid Zara, that is Chayiv Skila, and they would be Chayiv Tliya. And as Rashi points out, the Gemara Mefarish Taima, that the Gemara will explain the reasoning of the Chachamim, and the Mishnah continues, Ha'ish Toilin Eisei Panav Klapei Am, Ve'isha Panel Klapei Eitz Divrei Reb Elezer. Reb Elezer hold that when hanging a person, you would hang a male facing the people, and a woman facing the tree, or facing the post. And Chacham Oimrim, Ha'ish Nitlo Ve'in Ish Nitlis, that Chacham hold that a male is hanged, however a woman is never hanged. Amalem Reb Elezer, however Reb Elezer responded to Chachamim, Ba'aloi Shimon Ben Shetach Tola Noshim Ve'ashklein, and as we previously saw, that Shimon Ben Shetach killed 80 witches, and he hanged them in Ashklein, and if we see that a woman is hanged, and Amuloi Shmeinim Nashim Tala Vein Dunish Shnayim Beim Echad, then in that story we saw that he killed 80 women and he paskin on them in one time, and generally we can't paskin on one time, and therefore it must be that it was her Rasha. And although generally the halacha is that a woman is not hanged, however based on her Rasha, Shimon Ben Shetach hanged these women. Ayin Rashi Ein Dunish Shnayim Beim Echad Bebezin Echad Meshum Dlei Masla Fuchi Beschusei Dechol Chad Vechad Tzarech Levakish Rais Lemisa Zul Lemisa Zul Ubegmar that even though generally we wouldn't hang a person that had skila, however in this case lefasumi milsi did so, and he also judged him on one day because he was concerned that the kravim of these witches would come and they would start fighting with Shimon ben Shetach and his group, and therefore Shimon ben Shetach made sure to hurry up and paskin on all 80 women, and he killed them right away. And before we finish, let us see the second Taisis on Memhirim Beis, Diba Masal Ein Loi Boyin Yad, and Taisis points out, that the Mishnah in the Goyim is referring to a scenario where the material lost their right thumb, or their right big toe, or their right ear, after they already became Tamei, the Ikoidim L'chein, as if it would have occurred prior to that, HaFilu Shmuel D'Bai Krok Nechsev, Moida Be'edim Gidmin Kedam Alel, he's Moida, that as long as the Edim were already Gidmin previously, then there would still be a Kiyam of Krokid Chsiv, as that would be considered its Yad, and therefore certainly you'd be able to place the blood in the area where originally their right ear or their right thumb, where their large right toe was, and we will stop over here.